ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 7 स्केड्यूल्ड इनकार्नेशंस विथ स्पेसिफिक फंक्शंस पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 22। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा describes the Leela avatars. Lord Brahma continued instructing his son Narada. When the unlimitedly powerful Lord assumed the form of a boar as a pastime, just to lift the planet Earth, which was drowned in the great ocean of the universe called the Garbhodaka, the first demon, Hiranyaksha, appeared, and the Lord pierced him with his tusk. The Prajapati first begot Suyagya in the womb of his wife Akuti, and then Suyagya begot demigods headed by Suyama in the womb of his wife Dakshina. Suyagya, as the Indradev, diminished very great miseries in the three planetary systems, upper, lower, and intermediate. And because he so diminished the miseries of the universe, he was later called Hari by the great father of mankind named Swayambhuva Manu. The Lord then appeared as the Kapila incarnation, being the son of Prajapati Brahmana Kardama and his wife Devahuti, along with 9 other sisters. Kapila Dev spoke to his mother about self-realization, by which, in her very lifetime, she became fully cleansed of the mud of the material modes and thereby achieved liberation, or the path of Kapila. The great sage Atri prayed for offspring, and so the Lord, being satisfied with him, promised to incarnate as the son of Atri, Dattatreya. And by the grace of the lotus feet of the Lord, many Yadus, Haihayas, etc., became so purified that they obtained both material and spiritual blessings. In order to create different planetary systems, I, Lord Brahma, had to undergo austerities and penance, and the Lord, being thus pleased with me, incarnated in 4 sanas named Sanaka, Sanatkumar, Sanandan, and Sanatan. In the previous creation, the spiritual truth was devastated, but these 4 sanas explained it so nicely that the truth at once became clearly perceived by the sages. To exhibit his personal way of austerity and penance, the Lord appeared in twin forms as Narayana and Nara in the womb of Murti, the wife of Dharma and daughter of Daksha. Celestial beauties, the companions of Cupid, went to try to break his vows, but they were unsuccessful, for they saw that many beauties like them were emanating from him the personality of Godhead. Great stalwarts like Lord Shiva can, by their wrathful glances, overcome lust and vanquish him, yet they themselves cannot be free from the overwhelming effects of their own wrath. Whereas such wrath can never enter into the heart of the Supreme Lord, who is above all of this. So how can lust take shelter within the mind of the personality of Godhead? Being insulted by sharp words spoken by the co-wife of the king, even in his presence, Prince Dhruva, although only a boy, took to severe penances in the forest. And the Supreme Lord, being satisfied by his prayer, awarded Dhruva his own planet, which is worshipped by great sages, both upward and downward. Maharaj Vaina went astray from the path of righteousness, and so the Brahmanas chastised Vaina with their thunderbolt curse. By this, King Vaina was burnt along with his good deeds and opulence, and was en route to hell. However, the Lord, by his causeless mercy, descended as his son by the name Prithu. And so the Lord delivered the condemned King Vaina from hell, and also exploited the earth by drawing all kinds of crops as produce. The Lord appeared as the son of Sudevi, the wife of King Nabi, and was known as Rishabhadeva. He performed materialistic yoga in order to equibalance the mind. This stage is also accepted as the highest perfectional situation of liberation, wherein one is situated in oneself and is completely satisfied. The Lord appeared as the Hayagriva incarnation in a sacrifice performed by me, Lord Brahma. He is the personified sacrifices, and the hue of Hayagriva's body is golden. Lord Hayagriva is the personified Vedas as well, and Lord Hayagriva is the supersoul of all demigods. And when he breathed, all the sweet sounds of the Vedic hymns came out of his nostrils. At the end of the millennium, the would-be Vaivasvata Manu of the name Satyavrata would see that the Supreme Lord, in his fish incarnation, would be the shelter of all kinds of living entities up to those in the earthly planets. Because of my fear of the vast water at the end of the millennium, the Vedas come out of my mouth, and so the Lord enjoys those vast waters and protects the Vedas. The primeval Lord then assumed the tortoise incarnation in order to serve as a resting place or pivot for the Mandara mountain, which was acting as a churning rod. The demigods and demons were churning the ocean of milk with the Mandara mountain in order to extract nectar. The mountain moved back and forth, scratching the back of Kurmadev, Lord Tortoise, who, while partially sleeping, was also experiencing an itching sensation. The personality of Godhead assumed the incarnation of Nrisingadev in order to vanquish the great fears of the demigods. The Lord, in his form as half-man, half-lion, killed the king of the demons, who challenged Narahari with a club in his hand. And so the Lord placed the demon on his thighs and pierced Hiranyakashipu with his nails, while rolling his eyebrows in anger and showing his fearful teeth and mouth. The leader of the elephants, whose leg was attacked in a river by a crocodile of superior strength, was much aggrieved. So taking a lotus flower in his trunk, the elephant addressed the Lord. Adi Purushakila Lokanatha Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namateya. O original enjoyer, O Lord of the universe, O deliverer, as famous as a place of pilgrimage, all are purified simply by hearing your holy name, which is worthy to be chanted. So after hearing the elephant's plea, the personality of Godhead felt that the elephant needed his immediate help, for the elephant was in great distress. At once, the Lord appeared there on the wings of the king of birds, Garuda, fully equipped with his wheel weapon. With that chakra, the Lord cut to pieces the mouth of the crocodile to save the elephant, And the Lord delivered the elephant by lifting him up by his trunk. Although transcendental to all material modes, the Lord still surpassed all the qualities of the sons of Aditi, who are known as the Adityas. The Lord appeared as the youngest son of Aditi, and because Vamana surpassed all the planets of the universe, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the pretense of asking for a measurement of 3 footsteps of land, Urukrama took away all the lands of Bali Maharaj. Lord Trivikrama simply asked because, without begging, no authority can take away one's rightful possessions. Bali Maharaj, who put on his head the water washed from the lotus feet of Vamana Deva, did not think of anything besides his own promise, in spite of being forbidden by Shukra Acharya, his spiritual master. Bali Maharaj dedicated his own personal body in order to fulfill the measurement of Vamanadeva's 3rd step. For such a great personality as Bali Maharaj, even the kingdom of heaven, which he conquered by his strength, was of no value. O Narada, you were taught about the science of God and his transcendental loving service by the personality of Godhead in his incarnation of Hamsa Avatar. This white swan incarnation was very much pleased with you due to your intense proportion of devotional service. Hamsa Dev also explained unto you lucidly the full science of devotional service, which is especially understandable by persons who are souls surrendered unto Lord Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead. As the incarnation of Manu, the Lord became the descendant of the Manu dynasty, ruling over the miscreant kingly order, subduing them with his powerful Sudarshana wheel weapon. Undeterred in all circumstances, his rule was characterized by his glorious fame, which spread over the 3 lokas and above them to the planetary system of Satyaloka, topmost in the universe. The Lord, in his incarnation of Dhanvantari, very quickly cures the diseases of the ever-diseased living entities simply by his fame personified. And only because of him do the demigods achieve their long lives. Thus, the personality of Godhead becomes ever glorified. Dhanvantari also exacted a share from the sacrifices, and it is Dhanvantari only who inaugurated the medical science or the knowledge of medicine in the universe. And when the ruling administrators, who are known as Kshatriyas, turned astray from the path of the absolute truth, being desirous to suffer in hell, the Lord, in his incarnation as the sage Parashuram, uprooted those unwanted kings who appeared as the thorns of the earth. Thus, Parashuram, 3x7 times, uprooted the Kshatriyas with his keenly sharpened chopper. Recorded February 12, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Om Apavitra Pavitrova. sarva avastang gatopi va yasmaret pundarika akshang sabhaya abhyantara suchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Om Ajnana Smarandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Kirin Yat Pripatam Ahang Vande Sigurum Dinatarinam Yat Pripatam Ahang Vande Parama Ananda Madhavam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Trinadapi Sunichena Saror Eva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Eva Kivalam Kalau Nasyeva 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 Gati Anyata Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhara Srivatsadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.